Left-wingers don't know what to do with him. Anti-Semites hate his guts. They would give anything to get him off the radio. Tovia Singer. Coming up next on Israel National Radio.
The Holy Land is heating up. The future, not just of 9,000 Jewish people in Gaza, so many more in Samaria, the future of the state of Israel is at stake. It's not the country of Israel, it's the state of Israel. We are going to be joined in a little bit by Gary Bauer, an extraordinary man, a great Zionist, who I don't think among the nations of the world, Israel has no greater friend. It's just all that simple. Gary Bauer ran for president of the United States back in 2000 against George W. and others, and Alan Keyes was in that group. Wonderful people, and he's doing so much for righteousness all over America and to alert folks. And he's someone who knows. He's a Christian Zionist, and he's heating it up on against churches that are now turning against Israel. And you know, one of the bizarre, I mean, one has to ask the question, if Sharon is capitulating to the will of Germany and Austria, why would the churches be so angry with him? If Israel is compromising its own national security in order to appease the hate department, wouldn't you think that the Church of Christ, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Anglicans, and their Episcopalian sisters would be more appreciative of the Jewish state? Why? Why now? It all makes no sense, or it makes all the sense in the world. Gary Bauer will be joining us in a little bit here on Israel National Radio. My guest now is a man who's been here before. He is, and I've never said this about anyone, he's, I think, one of the most articulate guests I've ever had. Thank God he's on our team. I can't even fathom the amount of work Dov Smith has on his plate. He's the executive director of Honest Reporting Canada, and that's honestreporting.ca. Honest Reporting, as you know, is a worldwide media watchdog organization monitoring the news. His job, along with so many others on his team out in honestreporting.ca, is to monitor Canadian coverage of Israel and the Middle East. I can't. This guy, he has to be taking, you know, he has to be doing coffee intravenously. A public relations specialist, Dove works with over 10,000 Honest Reporting members across Canada to promote fair and accurate journalism practices in relation to Israel, the Middle East. And as I mentioned, their website is honestreporting.ca. My guest is the Honorable Dov Smith. Welcome to Israel National Radio.
It's good to be back with you.
Hey, it's great to have you on. And, you know, we speak about what is happening with regards to Israel around the world. The Canada has a very large Anglican community. We talk about how Europe the venom is boiling against the Jewish state. And strangely, Dov, and I think it is strange, that when Israel is making concessions that its founders would have never dreamed of, you would think this would be the last time that the Toronto Star and the CBC and so many other of Israel's friends would be stabbing the Jewish state. How do you keep track of all this?
First of all, I have to tell you that I'm speaking to you from a country that's hosting 10 Israeli F-16 Falcon fighter bombers at this very moment for training practices across Canada.
Really? You know what it is? It's Israel is so tiny that the bombers, by the time these supersonic jets get up in the air, they're already out of the state of Israel, and they can't fly over Syria, so they need a country with a lot of land with not too many people, and that's probably why they're choosing Canada.
That's exactly why they're here. In fact, they're using refueling aircraft, 707s, which is very rare for Israel, but they're using the west of Canada as a mass training ground to practice their refueling activities.
Isn't that amazing? Tell me this. What is the biggest problem with Canada's media coverage of the Middle East?
The biggest problem is not what they say, it's what they don't say. Canadians do not understand Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, the only part of the Middle East where Jews, Muslims, and Christians can pray side by side, where they can play on the same sports team. They don't understand that Israel is 1/450th the size of Canada, that it could fit into Vancouver Island. I mean, the conception among Canadians of Israel can best be summarized with three words: men with guns. And that really influences Canadian foreign policy towards Israel and the rest of the Middle East. Instead of dealing with some of the really awful situation of the Middle East, you know, a recent study by the UN-sponsored Arab Human Development Report, this was done by Arab intellectuals. They wrote the following: in 2004, the Middle East was the region that enjoyed the least press freedom in the world. The disappearance of a family member in prison is a tragedy that often haunts Arab citizens. Nowhere in the Arab world do women enjoy equality with men. Canadians never heard that. They never heard about the report. They never hear that version of events. What they see and what they hear day in and day out is images of Israeli soldiers with guns, Israeli tanks, and what it leads to is this impression that of all the countries in the Middle East, Israel is the major human rights violator. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth, but talk to your average Canadian, and their impression of Israel is, it's the problem in the Middle East. If Israel will behave itself, everything will be okay.
And just, I want to put a footnote there and tell me if I'm reading this correctly, because, you know, many of our listeners, obviously in the land of Israel, the U.S., Europe, are not familiar with this notion of a country filled with men with guns. Canada, or the sort of the culture of Canada, is one that's sort of ambivalent towards guns, in a sense, because, you know, as the joke goes, Canadians are Americans without guns and with health insurance. So it's kind of, I want to ask you this question, because this is your expertise. Clearly, and we're going to discuss this, because you're going to stay with me for a while, about the lies, the open lies that exist, the complete dishonest reporting in the news in Canada. That's a microcosm of dishonest reporting throughout the world against the Jewish state. But I think that although we have so many lies that you in honest reporting have uncovered, the most prevalent form of biased reporting is not necessarily lying about what occurred, but selecting stories that out of context, or that but are technically true, but by simply using a grid of hatred, avoids all stories that would present the Jewish state in a humane fashion, select those stories out of context that present Israel as an apartheid state, oppressing an innocent Palestinian population, sort of filtering the news. Is that accurate, or am I wrong on that?
Well, I don't want to say that Canada's all bad, but first of all, it's important to understand that there's a different mentality among Canadian media than you will find among American media. It's a different country, and the view towards Israel and the Middle East is different here. I've been told by news people that it's important to understand that there is a power dynamic in the Middle East. There's the occupier and the occupied. When someone comes to the news with that orientation, straight off the bat, you know things aren't going to go well. So a lot of it is just about the kinds of biases that people have built in. And when I say bias, I don't necessarily mean a hatred of Israel, some kind of anti-Semitism. But we all grow up with certain beliefs and opinions. They're fed by our friends and our family and what we read and what we see on TV. And it's very clear that among some of the major media organizations here in Canada, there is that sort of inbred bias. In addition to that, there are some people who go out of their way to portray Israel in a bad light.
Of all the, let's talk about newspapers. Now, we can't discuss reporting on the Middle East without stating that the National Post in Canada is honest, I believe, in the way they present the events that occur there, although at times sometimes you wonder, but essentially it is a paper that is honest in its reporting on events in the Middle East. True or not true?
Well, that's true. I mean, the National Post and generally the CanWest newspapers took a lot of flack over the last year and a half for imposing the word terrorist in specific situations where civilians were being murdered for political purposes, which, of course, is the definition of terrorism. And various news organizations, like some people at the CBC and the Reuters Newswire, essentially condemned the National Post and the CanWest papers for doing that, because how dare you use the word terrorist, you know, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, and so on. And those are direct quotes coming from Reuters Newswire. And the National Post had the courage to stand up and say, wait a second, when you shoot a pregnant woman and her four kids, like Tali Hatouel, who you mentioned before on your show, that is terrorism, and we're not afraid to use the word. So, in fact, a lot of the news that comes through the National Post is just very straight down the wire. A lot of the commentary that they have is stuff that you can't see elsewhere in Canada and explores points of view that you wouldn't find in other Canadian newspapers. I think, though, if you're looking for a newspaper that's fair on this issue, the Post is the one to read.
Yeah. Now that we've said the good, so we've talked about the National Post, again, correct me if I'm wrong here, it appears to me that Canada's newspapers and, well, media in general, is very much like its politics was at one time, meaning it used to be the Liberals so dominated politics, thank God that's changing now. The Toronto Star, by far the largest newspaper in Canada, seems to me, and it's tough competition between them and the Globe and Mail, but they seem to have they win the award for dishonest reporting. Do you agree?
Yeah, in fact, we put out awards recently that were called the Dishonest Reporting Canada Awards. And really what we do with that is try to highlight some of the instances of unfair and inaccurate coverage of Israel and the Middle East as a way of making people aware of this particular issue. And one of the awards that we gave, I believe they were our second runner-up, did go to the Toronto Star, and specifically to their headline writers, because we did a study from March to June of last year. We did a three-month study and looked at all of the headlines. In fact, in five different Canadian newspapers, we looked at the headlines and looked for the use of the word terrorism. Israeli mother, four daughters, slain in Gaza Strip ambush, settlers shot on way to campaign against pullout. If you look at that headline closely, if you parse it, you see that they refer to a mother, her unborn child, and four children, aged 2 to 11, as settlers who were campaigning. But they never once refer to the killer. They were shot in a passive term. They never say Palestinian kills, terrorist kills, Arab kills. So the act itself is downplayed, but the victims as campaigning settlers is played up. And that's the kind of thing that we saw again and again and again. So we thought that Toronto Star headline writers earned a special place there in our awards.
I think that there is no more egregious so-called journalist in Canada than the infamous Neil MacDonald. He is employed by the CBC, moved to Washington. Tell us about him.
Well, Neil MacDonald was so much of a poster boy for bad Middle East coverage, we actually put him on a poster. He did a number of things when he was stationed in Israel for 5 years that really irritated people who were watching the Middle East coverage from the CBC. And time and again, there were complaints. And after 5 years, MacDonald was moved from the Middle East and to Washington. And the expectation from a lot of viewers then was that this issue of Neil MacDonald doing bad stories about Israel was going to come to an end. What happened, in fact, is that it became worse. The one most obvious instance that a lot of your viewers are probably familiar with is when he filed a report about the abuses in the Iraqi prison, the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, in which American guards and service people did some really bad things to Iraqi prisoners. And he included footage of a fellow named Eugene Byrd. Eugene Byrd was a former American low-level diplomat who spent many years now being an anti-Israel activist. And this fellow stood up on CBC and said, we really have to look at whether there were foreign agents who were recommending very bad treatment for these prisoners. Is we know that Israeli intelligence agencies were in this prison. So CBC, among all North American media, was the only outlet to imply that Israel was involved in those tortures, and of course it came coincidentally in a report by Neil MacDonald.
If you're just tuning in, my guest is the executive director of Honest Reporting, .ca of Canada, Dove Smith, who heads a media watchdog organization. What am I saying, a media watchdog? The media watchdog organization who carefully observes what the media does, its slander and abuse of the Jewish state. If you care, and I'm speaking to my listeners now for a moment, if you care deeply about the events that are unfolding in Canada and how, what is it, about 30 million people view the Jewish state, the effects of dishonest reporting. If you live in Canada, I urge you to do this. Go to honestreporting.ca, and in that website, you can put in your email address, you can subscribe, and then get the constant reports on what is happening. It also, Honest Reporting trains you not just how to be upset, because I know how angry, you know, you can become. You see the photograph, a bus is blown up, filled with children are murdered, and they show, you know, the Toronto Star will show a picture of a Palestinian mother crying in front of a garage. And you got to do more than just, you know, just get upset. You got to do something. Honest Reporting literally trains you to do that. The website is honestreporting.ca. I want you not just to go onto that website, I want you to subscribe to that website and be a part of this team and support the work that this organization is doing. Vital. You know, I was looking, Dove, at Neil MacDonald's own profile. He's got this whole, you know, on the CBC website. I just noticed it. He is a vicious anti-Semite. I said it, and Neil MacDonald, you sue me if you can prove otherwise. On his profile, it says the languages that he speaks fluently: English, French, and Arabic. How interesting. Not like Yiddish or anything, Arabic. Let me ask you this. I would say to you, you know, is what you're doing effective in responding? I know it is, but how sensitive is the CBC to your work? And I want to just, by the way, I just thought of a question that I wanted to ask you in addition to that. I know I'm mixing it up, but this whole interview is coming out of my kishkas. One of the most dangerous things about, we're talking about the CBC, one of the very dangerous things about the CBC, in a sense, more dangerous than CBS in the United States, is whereas CBS, ABC are perceived as private, or publicly owned, but non-governmental news organizations, the CBC is perceived by Canadians to be, in a sense, and it is, in a sense, the arm of the government, so therefore it can't be biased, and it's taken more uncritically by viewers and listeners. True or not true?
Yeah, well, there are a few institutions that are sacred in Canada. One is the CBC as our publicly funded broadcaster, and the massive network that all Canadians can access, whether they buy cable or not, and really the voice of Canada. The other one, of course, is the United Nations, and Canadians tend to be uncritical about what they receive from both of those things. So if the United Nations condemns Israel, well, Canadians think that that's probably accurate and appropriate. And the same thing really from CBC. What CBC airs, and interestingly enough, CBC has the lowest news viewership of the major networks in Canada. CTV has about 1 million people for their evening newscast. Global has about 600,000. CBC has about 285,000 a night. But the people who are watching CBC are known to be very a specific group, business leaders, politicians, and so on. So the leaders of today and future leaders of tomorrow are getting their information from the CBC. And, yeah, they basically take what they see on CBC and assume that it's the fact. Now, we think this influences Canadian foreign policy. I'm going to give you just a couple of examples from Canada's foreign policy. During the tenure of our last prime minister, which lasted about a decade, there were 113 UN General Assembly resolutions condemning Israel. And I'm going to give you the breakdown of Canada's votes. Voted against Israel 78 times, abstained 35 times, and supported Israel 0 times.
Wow.
I'll give you another little fact. This year, Canada recalled all Canadian passports listing the place of birth as Jerusalem, Israel, maintaining that Israel has no political, administrative, or jurisdictional authority over its capital city. And there's more, but I won't labor your...
You know, I feel like if I had a thermometer in my mouth, the mercury would burst through. I want to say this about Canada. There is, you know, in Canada, there's something very specific that could happen that could change so much of this. One very specific thing, and that is if the Liberals lost the Prime Minister's seat and was replaced by the Conservative / Alliance, it would have an extraordinary impact on Canadians' foreign policy vis-a-vis Israel. I don't know if that's for you to comment because you're a media watchdog, but I'm saying that it's like so specific. It's so, you know, it's in the United States, things are a little more subtle. But in Canada, if you can have the Conservatives and the Lions come in and replace the Liberal Party, the difference would be staggering. I want to ask you this question, Dove. What could, and we only have about 3 minutes left. Boy, the end of one fest. What could, I know the listeners are going, I want to do something. I want to make a difference. This angers me. I can't bear to watch the CBC. Is there something that I can do to make a difference? You've got 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, for your international listeners who are not Canadian, I would urge them to go to the website of our sister organization, honestreporting.com. And get involved there. If you're living in Canada, strongly urge people to come to the website of Honest Reporting Canada. It's honestreporting.ca. Everything you need there to become an activist in support of fair media coverage of Israel is there on our website. If you have problems, look up the phone number or the email address and contact us, and we'll walk you through it. We have 10,000 people doing this with us, and we want more to have more of an impact. Mm. We can help you get knowledgeable. And we can help you learn the very basic skills that start to make a difference. And I think very often people are intimidated. They think that if you're going to write a letter to the editor, you have to be writing Shakespearean poetry or something really fantastic, a fantastic work of literature. The truth is, a letter can be 2 sentences long. The important thing is to start to apply pressure. And people don't think they know enough to start writing letters. Well, if they come to our website and they sign up for our email alerts, we make it very simple. We tell you what happened. We tell you what the facts are. We tell you what you can do. We give you a link you can click to send an email to somebody. And you're on your way in 5 minutes a week, and literally 5 minutes a week, to becoming part of a major response network and making a difference.
Hmm. You know, I this is what I'm about to say is literally an axiom, and that is that dishonest reporting, portraying Israel as a demonic state, is a trigger for anti-Semitism. It's just that simple. It poisons the minds of Canadians to the degree that you can be up in Buffalo, New York, and survey what people think about Jews in Israel and have one set of numbers, drive an hour to Toronto, and the numbers change entirely. Thank you, the Toronto Star. I mean, it's really that simple. That's pretty accurate, Dove, isn't it?
Well, I don't want to portray Canada as all bad.
I do. No, I don't. But the effect is the effect of dishonest reporting in the media ultimately is a trigger for anti-Semitism.
Well, there's no question that if you look at some of the incidents of burning down, you know, Jewish day school libraries and desecrating graveyards and so on, domestically in Canada, there's no question that this coverage of Israel and the impressions that are created of Israel and Jews do feed into that kind of thing. The other thing that it influences, of course, is Canada's foreign policy toward Israel and the Middle East. And in both things, I think really Canada needs to be getting with the program. There's no question that Canadian media can be doing a better job of covering the Middle East.
Well, I'll tell you this, no one can be doing a better job of watching and reporting and teaching about what is occurring in Canada. Dove Smith, Executive Director of HonestReporting.ca. There was so much more I wanted to cover. Time doesn't permit it. I want to have you back on again. I am honored to have you on. Thank you for joining us here on Israel National Radio.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Don't touch the dial. Gary Bauer here on Israel National Radio. Rather than argue that.